Please give us your name, your address. Please limit your remarks, if you could, to 3 minutes.
Anyone not on the agenda for a Glenwood Springs City Council meeting can come before Council for 3 minutes at the beginning of a regular meeting. Last Thursday, Glenwood Springs High School senior Monica Cavedo took this time to present the culmination of her senior project. She requested a resolution to protect immigrants and prevent police from working with Federal Immigration and Customs Reform, or ICE.
Who would like to go first?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of City Council. My name is Monica Cavedo. I'm a senior at Glenwood Springs High School, and I come to you this evening to present a topic near and dear to my heart, that is support of the immigrant community within the city of Glenwood Springs. I'm sure you're all aware of the valley that we live in. I myself have never lived anywhere else other than here, but I know that this valley boasts a wide range of people. Since our valley is so diverse, we must protect those that make us unique. As it has been stated before, Latinos make up a huge workforce in this valley. According to the 2015 census, the Latino population comprises 25% of Glenwood Springs. I chose to focus on the immigration topic within my community because it's such a huge conversation that this nation has been having since its founding. For me, this issue hits close to home because I've grown up in a valley rich with a strong Latino community. I've grown up in a valley that honors and celebrates its immigrants while the rest of the nation sees itself being run by politicians who want to round them up and deport them. Throughout the project, I've learned a lot about local government and I've learned a lot about the impact I can have. I never would have imagined myself standing up in front of City Council requesting the change I want to see happen in this community. I think now more than ever, we need to be more proactive in promoting diversity and protecting our neighbors. Latinos have had a role in this country since the very first days. We fought in American wars. Our rights are your rights. The freedoms that we take advantage of are because of brave Latinos and Latinas. My generation has been fortunate to grow up with any information we could possibly ever want or need, thus making us the most informed generation. As the most informed generation, we millennials have the responsibility and the opportunity to take part in our democracy. At a time when even the President of the United States refers to our friends, neighbors, and loved ones as animals, I think we as a community need to show our immigrant population that they have our respect, and we will protect them from racial profiling and bigoted attacks. This weekend, a video of a Manhattan attorney went viral when he angrily attacked a group of people for speaking Spanish in his presence at a New York restaurant. Glenwood Springs is better than this, and we need to take definitive action to demonstrate to our residents that Glenwood Springs is a place of compassion, empathy, and justice. I'd like to petition Glenwood Springs City Council to adopt a resolution forbidding the Glenwood Springs Police Department from working with or cooperating with federal immigration authorities. I understand that this same policy exists within Glenwood Springs by a statement issued by our police chief, but I'd like to see a formal resolution to have the power of enforceability. I believe that this is important because of all the above reasons. Thank you so much and good evening.
Tom Penzel, District Capstone Coordinator and Capstone Site Coordinator at Glenwood Springs High School, attended Cavedo's presentation.
The first time I met Monica, which was back in the fall, we talked about this idea, and she was very quiet, very reserved, and I thought, what a fantastic idea, but can she really pull this off? And for me, she epitomizes the Capstone program, because here's a student who found something she believes in. And she worked on it, and she was very self-motivated, self-directed, and she gets up in front of a bunch of strangers, a bunch of adults, and she presents incredibly well and is so articulate.
Glenwood Springs City Council members have not yet held further discussion on the resolution, but Cavedo says she's determined to see it on a future agenda. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.